Welcome to the Fantasy Football Foursome. The Foursome answer your questions about players to pick up, players to drop, weekly matchups, injury reports, and current trends in fantasy football. Now, here's the host of the Fantasy Football Foursome, John Jennings.
Good Saturday morning. It is week 9 of the NFL season, and it is time for another edition of the Fantasy Football Foursome. The show comes to you every single week thanks to these great sponsors: Rough Swings and Sports Bar, the United States Marine Corps, ACC Midwest Transportation, and West Central Trophies. A full plate today, and I will go clockwise on my screen. Jack, introduce yourself. How are things going?
Yeah, things are going great. Jack Culbertson here, down in the Cato, as it were. Strangely enough, 4-4 in the Loon League and somehow in first place with very few points. It just looks like I'm getting lucky on the lineups that each week, but I'll take it where I can get it. Apparently, I made a blockbuster trade with Eric and wasn't aware of it, but needed a running back. So I don't know if anyone else out there is tired of Mahomes, but he cut me out of two guillotine leagues, and I had to break up with him across the board, so I got rid of the dude. But looking forward to this week, looking forward to these no-name quarterbacks across the league, and looking forward to trying to help to dig to find some depth on these charts to help people out today.
Justin.
Yeah, it's been awfully professional and smooth sailing the last few weeks on the show. So, listeners, you're welcome. I went out of my way to get Jack fired up this morning. It wasn't very difficult, so it should be entertaining radio today. And, you know, typical fantasy fickle fans we are, we blame one person for our demise when there's generally seven or eight more in your lineup that contribute to being a loser.
Eric.
Yeah, Eric LeBron from Hutchinson. Haven't been here for a few weeks. I've been getting beat up a little bit in fantasy, John, but it's not how you start, it's how you finish. Isn't that what they say, John?
Uh-huh.
So let's get rolling. I got it was a good trade with Jack. Got me a little bit better team in the Loon. You know, he was trying to get Kamara from me, wasn't willing to dump him. But, you know, my team looks a little bit better with Patty Mahomes at the helm.
Right on. Lyle.
Lyle Dickman here in Litchfield, Minnesota. Just excited that I'm at the top of the Loon standings for now and trying to ride out the Kirk Cousins-less team I have now.
Yeah, Jack is 4-4 and in first place, as is Eric. They're tied. And I'm 5-3 and I'm in fourth place over in my division. Oh, well. Anyway, for the next hour, we're going to be talking everything in the world of fantasy football. If we can help you out in any way, shoot us a text on that free Loon app in the lower right-hand corner. Press that little blue button, and that takes you right into the studio. You can also send us an email. It's 941theloonrocks@gmail.com. Time for the ACC Midwest Transportation Injury Report. We could do an hour on the injury report, guys. So I'm just going to do this. These players are out for week 9, almost for certain. Kirk Cousins, season-ending Achilles injury. Tyrod Taylor with a rib injury. He is supposed to be out this week. Kendrick Bourne, a hot receiver from New England, out with a ACL. He's done for the year. Robert Woods still out with a foot injury. And Darren Waller wrecked his hamstring. What's new there? How about who is questionable for this week? Matthew Stafford with a thumb, Justin Herbert with ribs and a finger, Joe Mixon chest injury, Amari DiMercato from Arizona has a toe problem, Raheem Mostert is nursing an ankle, Kenneth Walker III has a little calf injury, Zach Charbonnet had a nice week last week, Jerome Ford still nursing an ankle, Puka Nacua and his knee, Drake London and a groin injury, Amari Cooper and an ankle, all these guys are questionable. That also includes Joshua Palmer, Christian Watson, DK Metcalf, Chris Olave, Dave Njoku, Luke Musgrave, and Taysom Hill. So keep an eye out tomorrow on the injury report. These guys should be a go for tomorrow. Jalen Hurts, Daniel Jones, Patrick Mahomes has a left-hand injury. He should be okay to play in Germany. Saquon Barkley looks like he's a go. Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Chris Godwin, Davante Adams all should be a go for this week. Okay, guys, we got a couple minutes to go. Trade deadline, Justin, Vikings acquire Joshua Dobbs and a 7th-round pick for a 6th-round pick. What do you think?
I love it because it didn't cost us anything. My two thoughts, and we talked about this a little bit when it happened, either Mullins is further away from being fully recovered than we think with the IR thing, and he won't be ready when he's eligible, Or Jaren Hall is a lot further away from being ready in their eyes than they would like. So it's a good trade. You know, we get him for next to nothing, and he's serviceable, and he's mobile, which I like, and that's kind of like we like the rookie or, you know, getting to see what the rookie has. So, I thought it was a good move by the Vikes. You know, it costs them nothing, and they get a guy that has proven he's capable of starting and not losing you games. And maybe with a little more talent around him, he ends up being a little bit better passer than we thought. I mean, the guy's an actual rocket scientist, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
He looks like, you know, he got picked up by a rocket ship out in space and brought back to Earth. But otherwise, yeah, I think it's a good move.
Lyle, rarely do we see a starting offensive lineman get traded at the trade deadline. Vikings trade Ezra Cleveland to Jacksonville for just a sixth-round pick. Any thoughts on that?
I thought it was a good move for Jacksonville. You get a guy that's probably an average NFL guard, but I think he's really good in the run-blocking game. So if they really want to try to be a masher, a mauler, and get ETN his 25 touches each game, that might be a great plan to slip him in at right guard or left guard. I think he could play tackle too, and I think that's the whole point of why the Vikings didn't bring him back, is because he has made it very clear he'd like to give him another crack at left tackle.
Not to be grim, Eric, but the Kirk Cousins injury could potentially make his asking price in the offseason a little lower. Do you think the Vikings try and throw him an offer, maybe a discounted rate, and maybe he comes back next year?
You know, I think it depends. Obviously, you know, the Vikings look like they might be in contentions for one of those top draft picks, and now all of a sudden they're 4-4 with a really weak schedule. I don't see him being able to get one of those top quarterbacks that are going to be in the draft next year. So I don't mind them bringing Kirk Cousins back for at least another year, maybe a short contract. Maybe the injury gets him a shorter contract. You know, the one thing, John, is he was looking like the best quarterback I've ever seen him look like the last two games. Like, this guy goes from looking lost sometimes to looking like a Super Bowl caliber quarterback for two games. Then he goes and gets himself hurt. I mean, I'm sure it was just a fluke. Us Vikings fans love to get teased by somebody like that. Kirk Cousins, I'm sure, would have just been the Kirk Cousins old at some point. So bring him back. Sure, what better options are there? I really hope they do some work in the draft.
All right, we're going to come back, and we're going to talk daily fantasy news and strategy. It's the Fantasy Football Foursome on the Loon. Thanks for joining us this morning on the Fantasy Football Foursome. Time for some daily fantasy. And yowza, when it comes to what is the main slate, because the main slate doesn't include the Frankfurt game or the Sunday and Monday game. So we've got some interesting names that we're going to be throwing around today. But fellas, certainly if you like the Sunday and Monday plays, or you know, if you want to attack Kansas City and Miami, please do so. Let's kick it off and talk quarterbacks for Week 9, Eric.
Well, John, I'm probably going to spend some money on the top guys like Allen or something like that. But you know what? For $4,800, I'm going to make Lyle happy. I'm going to go with a little Hall. We're going to go with a little Viking, see what he can do. The rookie, go put him out there. $4,800. I could see him having three touchdowns, 250 yards and three touchdowns. Let's go. Let's go purple and gold.
Jack, what do you got? Quarterbacks.
Well, I'm going with the mustached miracle Gardner Minshew. You got for $5,200, you got Indy at Carolina. Carolina's terrible, and I'm obviously trying to save money. He put up 34 fantasy points against Cleveland that has a lights-out defense. Averaged 16 against New Orleans and Jacksonville, both good defenses. So I think for $5,200, you're going to triple up what you're paying in points. I say he gets 15, 16 points easily, and then I can save me a few bucks.
Lyle, quarterbacks.
Those are two guys on my list. I also have... I think I'm going to play C.J. Stroud this week. It's a little more money, $6,200. It's coming off probably his worst game of the year. I think Tampa's pass defense can be had, and they're back at home after, I think, a little time off. So I think C.J. Stroud breaks out with a three-touchdown game this week.
Justin.
Yeah, I'm actually – I'm going to try and do all budget plays this week. I like Mac Jones. against Washington after the fire sale they just had on defense. The game is in New England, and I have a sneaky little stack I've set up with him that I'll talk about later. If the weather is going to be crap, because it is New England, so you want to keep an eye on that, then I like the other side of the game Lyle was talking about, and I'll go with Baker Mayfield, which, as we move further along, I think Mike Evans is about due here, so that's a possible stack for you as well. Yeah. Baker's 5,200, and Mac Jones is 4,900.
Yeah, I like Baker Mayfield. I like Mac Jones. The gambler play is Aiden O'Connell, Las Vegas, taking on the wretched New York Giants. Davante Adams ripping his helmet off and screaming up a storm. I think it's going to be O'Connell to Adams all game long, maybe throw in a little Max Mayer. But $4,500, I think it's worth a shot in tournament play. How about
can I change my mind, Jack? Yeah. Or John, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw Zach Wilson out there. The LA Chargers are dead last against quarterbacks in fantasy football, and they're also giving up the most passing yards this season in the NFL on defense. I mean, they're atrocious, and I don't know how when they have Khalil Mack and Bosa, but Zach Wilson had his best game last week, and he runs $4,800. I'm going to swap out the old Baker, and I'm going to go with Zach Wilson.
Nicely done. Running backs, Jack, what do you got?
Yep, so here's where I spent a little money. I'm throwing Kamara in there, Chicago at New Orleans. New Orleans drew up even with Atlanta and the terrible NFC South. They're just behind by the tiebreaker, so they got to win the NFC games for sure. Chicago's just got awful, the whole team. I think, just set them on fire. So 8,100 for him, and I'm going to save a few bucks and throw Jonathan Taylor in at 6,400. Majority of my money this week, John, went on the running back stack.
Yeah. Kamara could catch 15 passes. Lyle, running backs.
Those are the top two guys on my list for sure. I think this is the week you kind of got to go running back heavy because all the $4,000 running backs are very mysterious or spotty. If you're going to go maybe one bargainy player, I might go Daryl Henderson Jr. $5,100 gets a bad Green Bay run defense. And I know I think it's just a volume play. He's going to get 15 to 18 touches.
Justin, running backs.
Yeah, I love the Kamara call. I also like Jacobs. You said the gamblers plays O'Connell. I do think, especially against the Giants at home, I think Jacobs, he's catching the ball a lot too out of the backfield. So he's $6,900 right now.
Eric, running backs.
Yeah, I'm agreeing with Jack on this. I'm going with Kamara or even Eckler. I'm spending some money there, getting one of those two guys. Want a little bit more of a bargain play. You know, again, I would love a Vikings running back in here as well, but which one do you put in there? Neither one in my squad. So maybe Stevenson against Washington. Washington pretty bad against the run. And I see New England having to run the ball because they can't throw it.
Yeah, the two value plays, well, I had three, but Ramondre was one of them. The other value plays for me this week are Rashad White against Houston. He's $5,600. He's coming on nicely. And then Chuba Hubbard, who just has surpassed Miles Sanders, who is now just handing out water to the guys on the sidelines. Chuba Hubbard versus Indianapolis at $5,000. I think that's a great volume play. Wide receivers, Lyle.
Well, I think the first one for bargain is DeMario Douglas because he is the last man standing for New England, and he's at $4,000. So basically you're getting a 6-8 catch, 60-80-yard kind of player for $4,000. I think you got to plug him into your lineup.
Guessing that was your stack, Justin.
It was, absolutely, and he's dirt cheap. I will pivot. I also like Garrett Wilson, since I like Zach Wilson, a little Wilson. 6,400, 6,500. It's not dirt cheap, but it's still on the lower end for a top-end wide receiver. And then if you really, really want to get down there and get yourself a little bit of value, you need a very cheap play. Roll the dice on some Rashid Shaheed against that terrible Chicago Bears defense. It takes one play, and, you know, that guy can get to the house. He's $4,500.
Eric, wide receivers.
Yeah, John, you know, I'm going to go with a white wide receiver, and it's not Cooper Kupp, believe it or not. We're going to go with a little Adam Thielen. Adam Thielen, the only receiver in the NFL to not drop a pass this year. This guy is money. And yeah, look at that statistic, Lyle. Has not dropped a ball. And this guy, you know, $7,500, he's right up there with Cooper Kupp and Chase and Lamb. I mean, I never thought I'd see the day John or Adam Thielen's being talked with those guys. But Adam Thielen having a, I don't know, a all-star or, you know, Pro Bowl type of year, throw him in there. I just wanted to say the name Adam Thielen. He's not going to be in my lineup, John, but I am proud of my Minnesota man.
Total resurgence there, Jack.
Only Vikings jersey I've ever owned, Adam Thielen, baby. I think Thielen's definitely a good play. I'm saving some money, John, going with one of your favorites, Tank Dell, Tampa Bay at Houston. Tampa Bay secondary, not good, $5,300. There's also some injuries to some other wideouts, and Tank Dell's just coming back with fresh legs. Saving even more money, going to the basement, Rams coming to Green Bay. If Dak Prescott can light you up, anybody can light you up. That's just the facts. I'm going with some Jaden Reed for $3,600. Gonna just throw a dart, see if I can save some money and get a red zone look out of this guy. So I'm saving a ton of money at receiver right now and dumping it into those running backs.
Well, I can save you a little bit more money for $3,400. Jonathan Mingo is starting to turn into a thing in Carolina. It takes these rookie wide receivers a little bit of a time to, you know, get accustomed to the NFL. Indianapolis, I pick on them, try to pick on them every single week. Their secondary is awful. And so Mingo at $3,400. I also like Zay Flowers at $5,700 this week. All right, moving on. Tight ends, Justin.
I like Taysom Hill at $4,700 going against a terrible Chicago Bears defense. And I also like Turd Ferguson for a little bit less. He's at $4,000 right now. Old Jake Fergie, the red hot Dallas Cowboys, and Dak Prescott for a heck of a game. He is $4,000.
Eric.
Coming off.
Oh, sorry.
You know, I'm going to go with one of my, I don't know, he's kind of a poor man's Rod Gronkowski, and he's got a cool name, Dalton Kincaid. Throw Dalton Kincaid out there. Cincinnati is just awful against the tight end. They're ranked 32nd, last in the league against tight ends. And Dalton Kincaid looking good out there. Again, $3,700. He's a lot better than the other guys around him and half the price of Mark Andrews. And I think he's going to score right up there at the same amount of points.
Jack.
Yeah, I'm tight end-wise, I'm sticking with TJ Hockenson. I think both of these teams are going to be in shambles and desperate quarterback scenarios. But, you know, I think just like other big names, like when you see Tua and Jalen Hurts connect, you know, they play a little higher game. I think Hockenson and Pitts, big names in the tight end world. I think Hockenson will get leaned on quite a bit. So I'm spending a little money, $5,200. I mean, Atlanta's, you know, mid-grade against tight end. So should be a good day for Hockenson.
Bet I know where you're going, Lyle.
Really? Think so?
Take it away.
I had Hockenson on the top of my list. Mm-hmm. The other options, those guys were there too, but I think Trey McBride as well. I don't think you can expect the performance he had last week, but I think he has proven that he can certainly take over that Zach Ertz role on his own and be a serviceable tight end in a fantasy perspective.
Yeah, McBride is who I thought you would go with. If you have $5,200, I say go Hockenson. If you have $3,700, go McBride. If you don't have that for $3,500, my last choice would be Logan Thomas this week against New England. All right, defenses, let's roll through them pretty quick if we can, Eric.
Yeah, I'm just going to go. I'd say the Raiders, $3,600, going up against the worst team in the NFL, the New York Giants.
Jack.
New Orleans Saints got Chicago coming to town, and that Saints that, at home, man, they're brutal.
Lyle.
Save some money, either the Bengals at $2,400. I know Buffalo's got a decent offense, but they're second from bottom on the list pretty much. Or the Giants, or the Jets. They're at $2,600 against a good Charger offense, but Jets defense is pretty good. That's a pretty low price.
Justin.
Listen, I'll take the Rams against the Packers, $2,600. Jordan Love looks terrible. I just missed some wide open receivers last week. I don't know what is going on in Green Bay, but it's not even enjoyable to watch. It's so laissez-faire. I don't know. Or the Giants against the Las Vegas Raiders because they're the cheapest defense, $2,300. And if you bought the cheapest defense last week, it worked out really well for you.
Yeah. Giants would have been my choice at 2,300 against AOC. We'll come back. Time for the United States Marine Corps Waiver Wire Warriors on the Fantasy Football Foursome. Thanks for joining us this morning on the Fantasy Football Foursome. If you want to reach us, just grab that free 94.1 The Loon app. Lower right-hand corner, press that blue button. It comes right into the studio. Or send us an email. It's 941theloonrocks@gmail.com. Time for the United States Marine Corps Waiver Wire Warriors quarterbacks. Eric, what do you see?
Hey, John, well, if you got a guy you got to plug in, maybe a little Baker Mayfield. These guys brought him up earlier. Coming off a 20-point fantasy outing last week. I think he's good for another 20 fantasy points against Houston. But I'll give you one more name. And if he's out there and he's still out listed as out, Kyler Murray. Looking like he might be back. The Vikings took one of their quarterbacks. Wasn't the one I wanted. But Kyler Murray looks like he might even be back this week, John. He might not be worthy of a start this week, but he's definitely worthy of a roster spot.
Jack, quarterbacks.
Well, I'm going to give you the one I'm actually starting in the Loon League this week, and that is Gardner Minshew. Available in your league for sure. He's only rostered in 11.1% of ESPN leagues. You know, this is a thing, I think, of a name kind of a scenario, John. Guys had last three games, 14 points, 32 points, and 9 points. All of that's more consistent than what Patrick Mahomes has done in the last three games. So, and that was against Jacksonville, Cleveland, and New Orleans, tough defenses. Now he's got at Carolina and at New England. You need a one-week plug-in. Gardner Minshew's your guy. Minshew mania, baby.
Lyle.
I'm going to go with Sam Howell. I mean, he's still available in 40% of leagues. He's quarterback, I think, 8 in our league, and I picked him up as my Kirk Cousins replacement. So I'm looking to upgrade somehow, but for now, I'm going to roll with Sam Howell.
Justin.
I mean, good news, if you need a quarterback this week, there are a whole bunch of them out there that are very exciting to throw into your lineup. Nervous excitement, because the injuries are everywhere. The guy I'm going with in the Loon League, actually, similar to Jack, is Mac Jones, who's available in 95% of leagues. So he is also available in your league. I like the matchup. And as I said earlier, you could also roll out some Zach Wilson, who I actually like. I like Zach Wilson even better than Mac Jones this week against the Chargers. He's available in only 92% of leagues. So I wouldn't wait too long to snatch him up.
Let's move on to running backs. Jack.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it simple here and go with the name you mentioned, John. Chuba Hubbard is available in 50% of leagues, so if you're in a super competitive league, he may be gone. But after that, we really start to scrape that barrel.
Lyle.
Yeah, the running back situation is bleak. Maybe some Devin Singletary. We're starting to cut into Pierce's workload in Houston. He's available in about 63% of leagues. Or Zach Charbonnet, who is starting to also do the same thing for Walker in Seattle, and he's available in 70% of leagues.
Running backs, Justin.
Yeah, Devin Singletary was going to be my guy because Damian Pierce hasn't done anything, and he's also nursing a bit of a knee injury. Other than him, everyone probably picked up Darrell Henderson. If you're super desperate, you know, like, I need a body to put in there, throw out some Royce Freeman. He got a touchdown last week. And Darrell Henderson's, he's playing because he catches the ball. Royce Freeman doesn't. But Royce Freeman's averaging like 5.2 yards a carry, while Darrell Henderson's at like 3.1. So he's been a lot more effective actually running the ball for LA. He's available in about 80% of leagues. Again, don't pull a guy out of your lineup to slide him in. This is pure desperation play.
Eric.
Yeah, John, I think these guys kind of gave away all the names. Maybe Amari DeMercado over there in Arizona. I can't even say his name, but available in 50% of leagues, kind of the starter, kind of a dual back committee over there. But I believe Amari could take over the lead role there. And with my man coming back at quarterback, I believe Amari's a good pickup. At least put him on your bench. Probably not worthy of starting this week. Although I am starting him in a league because bye weeks.
If you
I'll have throw one more quick, yeah. John. Yep. Sorry. Just with the way this season's gone and the injuries and stuff, go grab Tank Bigsby. You know, it just feels like ETN is probably going to break his femur or something like that in the next couple of weeks because he's producing fantasy points, which means...
Yeah,
because
he's playing well, yeah.
Yeah, he's on a short leash. He's probably going to go down and get injured. So, listen, I've been doing this every week. If you have a player who's out, you put him on IR and you have an open roster spot, we've been talking about this most of the year, go just grab somebody and throw them in there just in case. That's how I got Kyren Williams from the Rams. That's how I ended up with Gus Edwards. I got all these guys like a week before they went off. And every one of them, it was that way. I grabbed them on Sunday right before kickoffs because I had a guy go on IR or get tabbed out. Sorry.
As the as a Tank Bigsby manager, we need to use Flex Seal or something to keep the ball on his body. That's the problem. If you're in a super deep bench situation, you can, and you're a gambler, you can go grab yourself some Leonard Fournette. Clearly, there's something they don't like right now in Buffalo, and that's why they signed him. How about wide receivers, Lyle?
Well, I just want to throw out two guys that need to be picked up, and they're available in about 40 to 50% of leagues. So these are the easier ones. If you can find them, make sure you get them. Rashee Rice and for sure Josh Downs for Indianapolis. He's wide receiver 27 in our format. He's starting certainly a wide receiver 3. So those are guys I think you need to pick up and probably play.
Justin.
Yeah, listen, I mean, if you're looking for boom or bust, right? Lightning in a bottle, plenty of guys will get you 6 to 8 points, but that's probably not going to win you nothing. I'm going Rashid Shaheed for New Orleans. He might get you 0, and he might get you 27. And he's probably the one guy out there that's available in your league that could potentially get you 20-plus points. So I'm going to grab Rashid Shaheed, who is available in, like, every single league. 72%.
Eric, wide receivers.
You know, I hate to even say the name Brandon Cooks, but, you know, how about those Cowboys, John? You know, you never know what you're going to get out of them. He's got back-to-back weeks with double-digit fantasy points. He was bound to start playing at some point. One thing I will say, John, is I really miss old-school UFC, don't you? You know, Ken Shamrock, yeah. Freaking Tito Ortiz, like headbutting. They did it all down back in the day. They didn't care. And
JSP, right?
JSP, yeah.
Yeah, whole.
Yeah, watch some power slap. That'll get you. Jack, wide receivers.
Yeah, so Rashid Shaheed is definitely the top of my pecking order. I think, honestly, I think the guy should kind of be rostered in most leagues, 10 teams or higher. But I'm going to beat up another name I gave you in daily, and I'm going to say Jaden Reed with the Packers. I know Jordan Love looks like garbage. JJ, you're spot on. He's missing wide open receivers. But he has managed double-digit fantasy points in PPR leagues against Denver and Minnesota. He's got Rams, Pittsburgh, Chargers, Detroit, Kansas City, the Giants. I mean, some of these defenses are a little soft, and what do they got to lose? So, you know, I say grab you some Jaden Reed. He's available in your league, I promise.
I'll throw out a couple names if you're in bye week problems or something like that. We talked about him earlier, Demario Douglas, New England with Kendrick Bourne out. He is the only playmaker who doesn't look like he's running in wet cement. I think Demario Douglas is going to get a nice, healthy amount of targets over the next few weeks. And super deep leagues, Khalil Shakir from Buffalo with the Dawson Knox injury. He is now in the slot, and he got 15 points last week. I think Allen likes him a lot. Tight end roulette starts now. Justin.
I'll go with Hunter Henry because you can get him 80% of leagues. For New England, remember at the beginning of the year, he was a top five tight end here. It's not a bad matchup either. So I'll throw out Hunter Henry and let you guys take a couple of the other ones.
Eric.
You know, I think, Justin had said it before, Taysom Hill. I mean, this guy's got triple double. His fantasy points go up each and every week. So he's got like an 11, then a 15, now a 21 last week. So I think that's a no-brainer. I would love to give you another Cowboy being Jake Ferguson, but I'm not. Don't put this guy in a team. I wanted to say it, John, but no, don't do it.
Jack.
Yeah, I agree with Taysom Hill, and I hate giving you so many dang Saints because, I hate the Saints. But, man, they're really on the verge of getting something done. So if you can get Taysom Hill, you do that. If you can't, and just trying to give you a different name and someone that's available, go ahead and grab you some Jonnu Smith. I mean, he's ranked really high right now. He's averaging about 7 points per game in a PPR league. Minnesota, Arizona, then a bye week. Favorable matchups for a tight end. Taylor Heinicke at the helm. So, you know, we all like to think that these rookie or less utilized quarterbacks rely on the tight ends, and maybe he will.
Lyle.
Yeah, he rattled most of them off. Trey McBride still available in 60% of leagues. I like the Taysom Hill one because he's available in 63% of leagues. That's crazy. And yeah, maybe further down the list, maybe I would do some, was it Michael Mayer for Las Vegas? Same kind of situation. Rookie quarterback, maybe going to dump that ball off to him 3 or 4 times a game.
All right, we're going to roll with Trenchum and Benchum and talk about the remaining games for week 9 of the NFL season. Quite a mix as I look at the sheet. And remind you that, hey, if you're looking for some hardware for your fantasy football league, I want you to go to westcentraltrophies.com or visit their great showroom just north of Wilmer on Business 71. Local business. They take care of you. Come see our Lombardi trophy right here in our Uptown Wilmer studios. And go get something for yourself and your league. Traveling trophies are a lot of fun. WestCentralTrophies.com. We'll be right back on the Fantasy Football Foursome. Thanks for joining us this morning on the Fantasy Football Foursome. Time for Trenchum and Benchum on bye this week. We've got Denver, Detroit, Jacksonville, and San Francisco. Certainly some fantasy options. Not able to play for you this week. Oh, yeah, and then Denver, too. Anyway, let's kick it off. Frankfurt, Germany, Eric. Evidently, there are more fans in Germany of football than anything else. Maybe soccer. I don't know. But the NFL bringing them a treat this week. Miami Dolphins taking on the Kansas City Chiefs. Both teams 6-2. What do you got?
Man, a lot of fantasy players here, John. I am happy, though, that Denver's on a bye. I don't have to play stupid Russell Wilson this week.
Amen.
So, who am I going to start? Who am I putting in the trenches? We'll start on the Kansas City side. Patrick Mahomes, obviously he's in the trenches, especially if you just got him for a trade. You're definitely going to put him in there. Travis Kelce. I think Travis Kelce has at least 30 fantasy points this week. He is going to by far be the number one fantasy guy as tight ends, if not everybody. So Travis Kelce's got to be in there. Isaiah Pacheco, put him in there. This guy's a beast. And I like Rashee Rice as a sexy flexi this week. That's probably it on the Kansas City side. Going over the Miami side of the ball, you're playing everybody here too as well, John. You got you're obviously putting Tua in there, Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, Raheem Mostert. I don't even mind Jeff Wilson this week as a sexy flexi as he gets involved. Make sure you go look at that backup, what's that? Running back comes back next week, Lyle, from injury. So make sure you're looking there to get him on your team. But I'm starting everybody in this game, John. This could be 75-65 score by the end.
Yeah.
Should be fun.
Kansas City favored by 1.5 over under, the highest on the week, 50.5. Yeah. And there are 4 superb football games this week and then a bunch of stinkers in between. Minnesota taking on your Atlanta Falcons, Jack.
Well, here's one where you maybe take the under, but in that Miami game, you got to take the over. And Miami's going to hand Kansas City their butt so hard. And how about, let's give a shout out to the good old U.S. of A. Not only did we go over there and destroy Hitler and the socialists and the Nazis, but now we're really getting them. We're embedding United States football in Europe. This is like getting your worst enemy's girlfriend pregnant. We are winning the battle across the pond still. Let's go, USA. All right, Minnesota, Hockenson, Addison, those are my only 2 real starts. If you're like me and Alexander Madison's your second-best running back, then he's in your lineup. Otherwise, there's not a lot there going on, in my opinion. I do like the defense. On the Falcons side of the ball, it's the same exact thing. Bijan Robinson, Drake London, if he's healthy. I think Kyle Pitts and Smith are both equal tight end, mid-grade tight ends. You could start them both in a tight end mandatory. And you could also start the Falcons defense if that's something that you want to do against the Vikings. It's going to be an ugly game, but I'm kind of excited that they're both going to be ugly quarterbacks out there. I can't wait to see what happens. Oh, I don't know what the over-under on turnovers is, but I'll take the over.
Atlanta favored by 4.5. Over-under on the game is 37. Here's another one of the good ones, Lyle. The forgotten Seattle Seahawks, 5-2. Baltimore Ravens, 6-2.
Yeah, your division leading Seattle Seahawks right now. They would be a division winner over those San Francisco 49ers. Who would have thought that 3 weeks ago? So there aren't great fantasy plays, though, here. Everybody's got injury designations. So it's looking like Geno Smith's on your bench. Kenneth Walker, I think you have to play him as your RB1. He's RB9 overall for the season. I know he only had 8 carries last week, but I think he was dinged up a little bit. I expect that workload to go up a little bit more this week. So DK Metcalf is questionable with a hip injury. Same thing for Tyler Lockett, but with a hamstring injury. It's looking like Metcalf's going to play for sure. So I think he's a safe wide receiver 3. Lockett, he sounds a little more questionable for this game, so make sure you check that one out Sunday before you put him in the lineup. But I got him in as a sexy flexi. Jackson Smith and Jigba has actually had double-digit fantasy points the last 2 weeks. He definitely belongs on rosters, but I'm going to keep him on the bench this week. And Zach Charbonnet should be on rosters as well, but again, for this week, on the bench. And as for Baltimore, they have a real simple setup here. It's you're playing Lamar Jackson. Gus Edwards has quietly become a top 20 running back. 3 touchdowns in 1 week will help do that, but you got to keep playing him as RB2. Zay Flowers is in the trenches, and Mark Andrews, even in non-tight end formats, you are playing him each and every week.
Chance of rain in the forecast. Baltimore favored by 5.5 points. Justin, here we go. The 1-7 Arizona Cardinals taking on P.J. Walker's Cleveland Browns.
All righty. So if you are paying close attention right now because you have got multiple players in this game on your roster, then I need you to go ahead and do the opposite of whatever you plan because your decision-making skills are terrible. This is an awful game. I'll tell you right now, Hollywood Brown, throw him in your flex. He's been okay. He's getting double-digit points a fair amount of time. Go with Trey McBride at tight end. The matchup's awful. They're number one. And now hopefully he gets an uptick. But it's Clayton Toon. Clayton Toon's probably going to start this game. Throw Trey McBride, hot hand. If you are competing for the first overall pick next year in your Dynasty League, then put Amari DeMercado in your lineup as well. Otherwise, let him stay on the waiver wire. Moving on to the Cleveland side of the ball. I actually really like Kareem Hunt this week. I love him in daily. I didn't get a chance to mention him. I think this is a very tasty matchup, and he's kind of the guy back there. Good week last week. Throw Kareem Hunt RB2 this week, honestly. Amari Cooper is just like Hollywood Brown. Throw him in your flex, and I will trench that Cleveland defense this week as well. That's it for this game. Stay away from everyone else.
Cleveland favored by 7.5, over under 37.5. Yeah. Eric, L.A. Rams, we don't know who's starting at quarterback there, versus Green Bay Packers, and Jordan Love might be on his last legs.
Oh, man, John, I don't know about these guys. We got Jack over here comparing the NFL to the Nazis. We got Justin taking forever to talk about a bunch of guys that he shouldn't even be playing. So let's talk about this game here on the Green Bay Packers side. Don't play anybody. Period. Let's move on. This is a horrible game. You're not playing anybody. But on the L.A. side, there's a couple plays on the L.A. side. We got I don't mind Stafford if he goes out there. If you don't have any better options, he should be out there. It's game time decision. So if he's out there, I don't mind Stafford. Cooper Kupp, this guy you got to have it each and every week, although keep expectations a little lower than years past. Puka Nacua, this guy's a beast. He's got to be out there each and every week. But again, game time decision, so make sure you check your injury report. And Darrell Henderson, he's a good sexy flexi slash running back number 2. So you got some fantasy relevance here, John. So on the L.A. side of the ball. Anyway.
Rain in the forecast, Green Bay favored by 3.5. All right, Jack, here we go. Baker Mayfield and the Buccaneers versus the Houston Texans, both teams 3-4.
I just want to be clear. I wasn't comparing the NFL to Nazis because Eric just put two of the – so now all the skinheads and Roger Goodell are after me. I can't have that. I didn't compare the two. All right. But I did like Eric's breakdown. On to the Tampa Bay side of the ball. Hey, on bye week, Baker Mayfield is a QB1. You'd give your kidney to have Baker Mayfield if you're me right now. Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, and then Rashid White at running back. These are all mandatory starts. Houston not good against the tight ends, but Otten hasn't gotten a lot of looks, so I can't recommend putting the guy into your lineup. That said, I'm sure he'll go out and score 20 points. So I got 4 starts in Tampa Bay. I'm not going to start that Tampa Bay defense. They don't do well against certain types of quarterbacks, and I think C.J. Stroud is that certain type of quarterback. So on to the Houston side of the ball. I've got Tank Dell in some lineups. Nico Collins is a flashier start. And then if you need a tight end, you could go with Schultz, but I think there's better tight end options. Devin Singletary, John, I don't know what to tell people about Singletary. This guy should be lighting it up, and he's not. If he's going to have a come out week, maybe this is it. Then he's got Cincinnati, Arizona after that, so maybe he could put a little something together. But they're just not utilizing the RB the way they were. Pierce is questionable still. So, not a lot of fantasy starts here. It's going to be a stinker of a game, but I hope Houston wins.
Houston is favored by 3. Clearly some money is coming in because that line has moved. And over-under at 40. Lyle, Washington, New England, break it down.
Well, for Washington, I think there is some actual fantasy relevance here. So, and it starts with Sam Howell. I think with all the bye weeks and or injuries, I think he's a top 12 option. So I think you're putting him in the trenches for the time being. And even against a tough matchup against New England, Brian Robinson's trending the wrong way. He's running back 15 overall, but he's just not getting much volume now. It's down to about 10 carries a game. I still think you probably are playing him as an RB2 or a flex. Terry McLaurin's safe and steady, wide receiver 2. And then you get to the questionable guys. Jahan Dotson, he's a boomer bust guy. He had a big week last week. I don't even know if he's on a roster in the Loon League. Maybe somebody picked him up this week, but I'm trusting the trend of him being a bust most weeks. So I'm putting him on the bench. Curtis Samuel's looking like he's not going to play. He's got a toe injury. I think you leave him on the bench as well. I probably would suit up Logan Thomas. He's tight end 10 overall, and I think Washington's just going to chuck this ball all over the field. So I'd play him as well. And as for New England, it's a real simple formula here. You're playing Ramondre Stevenson as a running back 2. You're probably playing DeMario Douglas as a flex, and that's it. I know you guys have talked about Mac Jones and DFS, but I don't think he's a top 12 option this week.
Washington has no pass rush after the trade deadline. There's a chance of rain in the forecast. New England favored by 3.5. Justin, Chicago, New Orleans.
DJ Moore, he is in the trenches. We told you not to play Komet when Badgett first took over because they keep him in the block, which they did. Badgett's a little more comfortable and he's mobile now. Last week, Komet had a good game. Go ahead and throw him back out there at tight end. I prefer Roshan over Deonta Foreman. Bye weeks, injuries, everything else. They are, put them in your lineup if you have to fill an RB spot. Hopefully you have better options. That's it. Moving on to the New Orleans Saints. If Derek Carr falls into that, is he top 12 or not? It's a great matchup, and he has Alvin Kamara, who he's dumping the ball to. With all the injuries to quarterback, sure, I don't mind Derek Carr this week. In at quarterback, Kamara's in the trenches, Olave's in the trenches. Play that Saints defense. Michael Thomas as a flex, but I would play Rashid Shaheed over him. I put them both at the same grade, but I prefer Shaheed over Thomas. And Taysom Hill at the tight end.
New Orleans favored by 8.5. Eric, here we go. 3-5, Indianapolis taking on the Carolina Panthers, kicking off the late afternoon games.
Oh, man, a good one, John, but I'm hooked on a Thielen. Let's go, baby. Put Thielen out there. That's it. That's it on this side of John. Maybe Chuba Hubbard, just because I like that name, in a sexy, flexy running back number 2 spot. That's it on the Carolina side. I apologize to listeners about my horrible singing. That's the best I got, John. So who am I putting on the Indy side? Jonathan Taylor, he's got to be out there. You drafted him. To start him, he's actually getting the ball. He's starting to look a little bit like the Jonathan Taylor old. So I like him in the trenches this week. Gardner Minshew, you have better options than this, although I do like having Gardner Minshew in my lineup, or at least like to be playing against him because he's not that good and Indy's not that good. So put him on the bench. Michael Pittman Jr., he's worthy of a sexy, flexy wide receiver number 2. He's by far their best option. And then Zach Moss, who looks like the real deal. Got his job stolen away from him by Jonathan Taylor. Clearly, they paid him. So it's Jonathan Taylor's job now. But I don't mind Zach Moss as a sexy flex either.
Well, Indianapolis favored by 2.5 points on the road, which takes us to you, Jack. We like to call this a preview of the Super Bowl. That's the New York Giants taking on the Las Vegas Raiders.
Yeah, man, dumpster fire of the week. Okay, a couple points. One, Eric, nothing wrong with your singing. But 2, Eric's new team name, Chuba Chasers. because he likes the name Chuba Hubbard so much. That's the cleanest thing I could think of. All right, Giants. Saquon Barkley, questionable, probably going to play. Props to JJ. That was the second best offer I had. He offered me Barkley, but he wanted Tyreek Hill, and I'm kind of in love with Tyreek Hill. I couldn't come off of him. Danny Dimes coming back in this game. Bye week, sure, throw him in against Vegas. Otherwise, there's no reason for this guy to be rostered ever. Giants defense is definitely a start. There are zero other players in New York that I would start, John, including Bellinger, the tight end. I just don't like anything they have going on. Waller's definitely out. No revenge game for him. Onto the Vegas side of the ball. So I just want to watch this game to see the sidelines. Everyone in Las Vegas is new but the owners. Like, they fired the concession stand people, the beer pretzel guy, he's gone. So it's going to be fun. Josh Jacobs, he's in the lineup. Devontae Adams, I love him this week. Because like we said, if AOC doesn't get him the ball, AOC's not gonna last long. You got to go in and hit Devontae how he wants it. Myers, I'm putting him in the lineups as well. The Raiders defense. I'm not going to go past four offensive starts in Arizona. I'm sorry, three. I'm not going to start the quarterback just yet either. But, you know, bye week, if you're like, whatever, go for it. But Jacobs, Adams, and Myers, I think, are real, and the defenses are good. You didn't think I'd talk about that game for a full minute, did you?
The players are thrilled that Josh McDaniels is gone. Vegas favored by a point and a half, even. Lyle, this game's a little better. Dallas, Philadelphia.
Yeah, NFC East clash. And you got to put almost all these guys in the trenches. Dak Prescott's had two 20-plus fantasy games here back-to-back. You're playing him in this matchup. He's definitely a top 12 guy this week. Tony Pollard's been a little bit of a disappointment. Single-digit fantasy points in three of the last four, but you drafted him high. You're playing him. He's at least an RB2. CeeDee Lamb's a must-start. I don't think I can play any of the other receivers. I know Brandon Cooks found the end zone and has had a couple decent games, but I think you can find better options than Cooks and or Michael Gallup. Jake Ferguson, maybe in a super deep tight end mandatory league kind of thing, but I think you keep him on the bench as well. And then for Philadelphia, you pretty much have to start them all. Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, DeAndre Swift, Dallas Goedert, and I think even DeVonta Smith. I mean, you drafted him in like the third or fourth round for sure. He's been a little bit of a hit or miss guy, but I think you still got to keep him in the trenches. And for one of the first times, I'd say you got to bench that Dallas and Philly D. Generally, I'd be playing those guys.
Benching the number one D. That's a good hot take right there. Chance of rain in the forecast. Philadelphia favored by 3. A Sunday night football, Justin. Here's another one of the good ones. Buffalo, Cincinnati.
Play them all. Stephon Diggs, Josh Allen, James Cook, Dalton Kincaid, Gabe Davis. Again, keeping a nice season going this year. And that's it. I don't actually mind the Khalil Shakir deep. You know, that's a deep flex play right there. You could get something out of that. Cincinnati side of the ball, you are trenching Joe Burrow, who's looking better and better. And Cincinnati's doing what they always do. They started off terrible. It's over. Something ain't right. And then all of a sudden, they kind of figure it out halfway through the season. So, Ja'Marr Chase, Joe Mixon, Joe Burrow, T. Higgins, all in the trenches. That's it.
Chance of rain again. Cincinnati favored by a point and a half, 49.5 on the over-under.
Really? They're favored?
They're favored. Cincinnati is at home. Oh. Eric, Monday Night Football, L.A. Chargers, New York, the 4-3 New York Jets.
Wow, the Aaron Rodgerless 4-3 New York Jets. Well, I think this is going to be a great game. Prime time. I think Zach Wilson and Garrett Wilson come out and look like, you know, like brothers out here. I think they're going to be in sync. The Wilson brothers are going to be out there at full force. And I believe they're going to, you know, I think Zach Wilson's a guaranteed 20 fantasy points. I'm guessing Garrett was adopted, but I'm not quite sure, John. But I'm putting Garrett Wilson in the trenches. All right. And Breece Hall, he's the third guy that I'm going to put in the trenches out there with these guys. I'm not putting any other Jets out there, but I do like I said, the primetime game. I think this is going to be a fun game to watch. On the Chargers side of the ball, there's quite a few more starts. Let me pull them up. I accidentally clicked on the Rams. We don't want to look at them. On the Chargers side of the ball, John Herbert, a must start each and every week. I mean, they got him as a projected 18 fantasy points. There's no way this guy goes under 25 this week. K Keenan Allen, he's got to be out there each and every week. Austin Eckler. I like Joshua Palmer as a sexy flexy. They got a lot of injuries there at wide receiver. You got to have a second option for Herbert to throw to, and I think Palmer's the guy, so I like him easily for some double-digit fantasy points. And that's it, John. I'm going to leave both these defenses on the bench. I know Lyle suggested the Jets defense earlier. I think they're going to give up some points.
Chargers favored by 3.5, and that is going to bring the Week 9 episode of the Fantasy Football Foursome to a close. We want to thank our sponsors, ACC Midwest Transportation, Ruff's Wings and Sports Bar, the United States Marine Corps, and WestCentralTrophies.com. If there's anything we can help you out with, go get that free Loon app. Touch that little blue circle in the lower right-hand corner. That sends a message right to the studio to us, or send us an email, 941theloonrocks. @gmail.com. We want to thank our producer, Nate Thomas, and we want to thank Jack Culbertson, Justin Havemeyer, Lyle Dickman, and Eric LeBroughton. My name is John Jennings. We'll see you next Sunday or next Saturday at 10 for the Fantasy Football Foursome on the Loon.